With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't beat Kennedy. No, 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 for sure. Just a whole bunch of jealousy.
You're
gonna find out that you were so lame. You can wind up in therapy. You can't beat Kennedy.
Ooh, I like that one.
It is my favorite. It's a banger.
Ashley from Quincy's playing Can't Beat Kennedy. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
How you doing?
Doing good. Just enjoying Friday.
Yeah. There you go. Any plans for the weekend?
I'm hitting the Cape this weekend.
Gal. No, gonna, look
gonna,
up for sharks.
Yeah, you're going to go in the water?
Lake water, so no sharks.
All right.
You're a smart girl. You kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
You too.
All right, Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,268 wins, only 279 losses. How are you with pop culture trivia?
Been doing good this week, so hopefully it continues.
It's always easier in the car is what I hear.
All right. Yep.
Question number one. Hayley Williams is not messing around. She is asking people to stop coming to visit Nashville, saying, our people are dying. Hayley Williams is the lead singer for which band?
Paramore.
Question number two. Luke Bryan revealed the gift he is going to get for Katy Perry's soon-to-be baby girl, a pink BB gun.
Why?
Because he wants to remind everybody he's so country.
He's so country.
Luke Bryan and Katy Perry are currently two of the judges of American Idol. Who is the third?
Lionel Richie.
A precious gem of a man.
So perfect.
Question three. Lady Gaga revealed that she accidentally scratched Ariana Grande's eye during rehearsal for the Rain On Me video. I bet her eye is insured for like $1 million.
100%.
How many years are there between Gaga and Ariana? 5, 7, or 10?
We will say 7.
Question number four. Nicole Young, Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife, is requesting a separate trial as she challenges the prenup in their divorce settlement. Because, of course she is. It's worth $1 billion.
She deserves it.
Dr. Dre was a member of which hip-hop group back in the late 80s and early 90s?
Oh. I should know this. I don't know.
All right, question number five. Keke Palmer will be hosting the 2020 VMAs on August 30th. Keke Palmer starred in this 2006 film alongside Lawrence Fishburne as an 11-year-old girl who has a dream of going to the National Spelling Bee.
I don't know that one either.
All right. There's a documentary on Netflix about all those crazy Spelling Bee kids.
It's unbelievable. I could never.
Yeah, what they go through is nuts.
I just have beads of sweat coming down my face the whole time.
Like one syllable, please. Hi, Kennedy.
Hello.
So, Ashley from Quincy, who is going down to the Cape this weekend to fight sharks, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
You ready to do this thing?
Yeah.
Question number one, Hayley Williams is not messing around. She's asking people to stop coming to visit Nashville, saying our people are dying. Stop. Stay home. We don't want you.
Good for you.
Hayley Williams is the lead singer for which band?
Paramore.
1-1. Question number two. Luke Bryan revealed the gift he is going to get for Katy Perry's soon-to-be baby girl. It's a pink BB gun, because he's never seen A Christmas Story.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hard pass.
Luke Bryan and Katy Perry are currently two of the judges of American Idol. Who is the third?
Lionel Richie.
Sweet Lionel. Two to two. Question number three. Lady Gaga revealed that she accidentally scratched Ariana Grande's eye during rehearsal for the Rain On Me video. How many years are there between Ariana and Gaga? 5, 7, or 10?
10.
That is 7. Gaga is 34 and Ariana Grande is 27. All right, 2 to 3 for Ashley. Going into question number 4. Nicole Young, Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife, is requesting a separate trial as she challenges the prenup in their divorce settlement. Dr. Dre was a member of which hip-hop group back in the late 80s and early 90s?
Is it NWA?
You're so gangsta.
I don't want to even say it.
Straight Outta Compton was a great film.
It really was.
3 to 3 going into the final question. Kiki Palmer will be hosting the 2020 VMAs on August 30th. Kiki Palmer starred in this 2006 film alongside Lawrence Fishburne as an 11-year-old girl who has a dream of going to the National Spelling Bee.
Oh, Akilah and the Bee?
One more time?
Akilah and the Bee?
Yeah, you got it right.
Girl.
I just wanted to let you hang there for a second.
It's fine. I get it.
Congratulations, Kennedy. You get the win 4 to 3.
She would double dutch and spell all the words.
God, you guys remember double dutch?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow my knee out just jumping in now. Ashley, thank you for playing. You did well. 3 out of 5 ain't bad. Enjoy your weekend in Mashpee. Hope you have fun.
You guys too. Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get you out of here?
I'm Ashley from Quincy, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Leia from Waltham is in for Can't Beat Kennedy. What's up, Leia?
Hey, girl.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, you're perky.
I'm dropping my kids off at camp. I am super happy.
Let's go.
What are your kids' names?
Henry and Ellie.
Ah, okay. What kind of camp are they going to? Just not at my house camp?
Exactly. Yep.
Leia goes any camp that would take them.
In fact, I forgot their names already.
How are you going to spend your kid-free day?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. There's so many possibilities.
Aww. Well, you have plenty of time to think about it when you kick Kennedy out of the studio right now.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Kennedy's record on the big board, 3,269 wins, only 279 losses.
She's a boss.
One away from Redemption Week. How are you with pop culture trivia?
I'm okay. I play every morning, and I've beaten her once, so I'm feeling pretty good about this.
You beat her once on the air or in your head in the car?
Oh, in my head in the car.
Perfect. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Hey, well, that's a start.
That counts.
Got to crawl before you can walk. Question number one, yeah. Leia. The NBA announced a $300 million fund dedicated to empowering black communities through economic opportunities. Which NBA arena is home to the Boston Celtics?
TD Garden.
Question number two. Issa Rae is set to produce Seen and Heard, a documentary about the history of black television. Issa Rae stars in the show Insecure that streams on which service?
Oh my God.
Well, where does it play at?
Yeah. I don't know. Netflix.
All right. Question number three. Selena Gomez shared that she has always wanted to collaborate with friend Taylor Swift on a song. Excuse me. Selena Gomez at one point was the most followed person on which social media platform?
On Instagram.
Question number four. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons tweeted a photo of himself holding up five fingers, which fans are taking as hype about the band's fifth studio album. Finish the Imagine Dragon lyric. That's tough. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the blank.
Can you sing it?
No.
You have to.
Oh. While I'm smiling from the stage, while you're clapping from the audience.
You sound so defeated.
I don't know.
Question number five. Amal and George Clooney donated $100,000 to Lebanese charities in the wake of the Beirut explosion. Amal specializes in international law and human rights and has represented many high-profile people, including Julian Assange. Julian Assange is the founder of what?
WikiLeaks.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
I know we play him a lot, but does anyone really know Imagine Dragon lyrics?
Well, Dan, we'll have to see if Kennedy does.
Huh?
We'll see.
What?
I hate walking in missing jokes and things.
And stuff. We got things and stuff
things
in here while you're
stuff.
Gone. All right, Kennedy.
Yeah.
Leia from Waltham is about to have a kid-free day. Got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right.
Not bad. Not bad. Ready to do this thing?
I am.
Question number one. The NBA announced a $300 million fund dedicated to empowering black communities through economic opportunities. Which arena is home to the Boston Celtics?
The TD Garden.
I am Ron Burgundy.
the easy one got me.
Can't be this easy.
Ugh. You're tricking me, Dan.
Question two. Issa Rae is set to produce Seen and Heard, a documentary about the history of black television. Issa Rae stars in the show Insecure. Where does that play?
HBO.
2-1. Question number three. Selena Gomez shared that she has always wanted to collaborate with her friend Taylor Swift on a song.
Yeah. Yep. She's like, please, just put me on one.
Anyone who does music wants to collaborate with Taylor Swift. Selena, at one point, was the most followed person on which social media platform?
Instagram.
Yes. 3-2. Question number four. Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons tweeted a photo of himself holding up 5 fingers, which fans are taking up as him hyping the band's 5th studio album.
Mm-hmm.
Finish the Imagine Dragon lyric. That face. Now I'm smiling from the stage while you were clapping in the blank.
In the rage.
You were clapping in the state of mind rage. Correct answer is nosebleeds, but I kind of like yours.
Well, I was rhyming, so.
Clapping in the rage.
It's like slam poetry.
That's what I do.
That's from Thunder, right? Their song?
Yes. Yeah.
3-2. Question number five. Amal and George Clooney donated $100,000 to Lebanese charities in the wake of the Beirut explosion. Amal specializes in international law and human rights and has represented many high-profile people, including Julian Assange, who is the founder of what?
WikiLeaks.
Yes, 4-3 for Kennedy. You get it done. We'll have to wait till after your vacation for Redemption Week. Congratulations. You snuck it out.
I did.
Atta girl.
Didn't think I was going to.
Leia, you did well. You should be proud.
Thanks.
You're getting rid of your kids. You should be happy.
You know what? Nothing else goes right today.
Go have a spritzer, would you?
Is there anything you want to say to Kennedy before we get out of here?
Yep, my name is Leia from Waltham, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.